Thank you for inviting me to share Norway's experience on reporting the SDG Indicator 652 Progress on Transboundary Water Cooperation. Next slide, please. Norway shares water bodies and river basins or catchment areas with Sweden and Finland, and there are five international river basin districts that drain from Norway to Sweden or Finland, and there are also five international river basin districts draining to Norway from Finland or Sweden. So this means that Norway shares 10 international river basin districts with these two countries. And some cooperation between Norway, Sweden, and Finland predated EU's Water Framework Directive, and the directive itself has also resulted in a bilateral agreement with Finland on a joint river basin district and a shared strategy with Sweden on management of our shared river basins. So Norway have had a closer cooperation with Sweden and Finland on this year's SDG report than previous. And this year's process of SDG reporting have also further strengthened our cooperation on both the Water Framework Directive, in addition to other formal and informal structures for cooperation for management of transboundary watercourses. Next slide, please. So the key points of cooperation in the reporting process was updating the GIS data for the catchment areas and also coordinating the assessment of existing agreements, completing the SDG report by sharing drafts and discussing our approach. And this process resulted in an updated shared data set for all three countries, an evaluation of what the older agreements actually entail today, and also a unified and harmonized report from all three countries. Next slide, please. For the next process of reporting, we will endeavor to include the regional and local levels of water management more actively to get an even more precise understanding of the practice of some of the agreements, and also to ensure a broader understanding of the scope of joint management of transboundary water management. Next slide, please. Thank you for your attention.